This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to fubarradio.com.
Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? This is Master Ace from Brooklyn, New York. We on FUBAR Radio with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy. Real hip hop. Let's go.
Real hip hop. Let's go. Let's go.
He just like got that unlock, innit?
Yeah,
like,
man.
Authority.
Yes, you know, that's the teacher right there, man.
Innit?
You know, he says it like he's teaching you something. And like, you must learn, bitches and bitchettes.
You must learn. Welcome, party people. Thank you, Ian Bolesworth.
Yes, of course.
He's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours right here on FUBAR.
Yep, FUBARradio.com. You can listen back if you go to FUBARradio.com and you can listen to any of the shows that you enjoy on this mother lover. But right about now, It's all about the hip hop show.
That's right.
DJ Sarah Love.
That's me.
And myself. Mice Diggy.
Was that an affected crowd?
That was good, man. I'm going to have to take you on the road with me, really. Yeah.
Can I just give a premature
big up
to Mice Diggy for making me laugh throughout the whole week? Because just during, in between Mondays, I just have flashes back to just one-liners from Mice where I'm just like, this dude is too much.
Yeah, I got to start. I'm going to get into doing some stand-up, man. I might get people to follow me. I don't think I'm a comedian, but people keep laughing, so I might as well go and try and see, you know what I mean?
Just monetize this.
Mice Investigates.
Yeah.
If he can do stand-up.
Mm-hmm. But if you've missed any of those amazing jokes that have me crying with laughter that Mice cracks every week, listen back to this show, too. Last week, we had incredible guests. We had Mike Kaje. But then he was saying Kaje.
Yeah, he was saying Kaje because he's Colombian, isn't
it? He's messing with us,
with
man.
The double L's, they say je.
Yes.
So it does get a bit confusing. But yeah, you could say Kaje or Kaje. But it was really cool chatting to him, isn't it?
About wicked.
That whole Saduka, what it means.
Mm.
And, you know, being like a Southern American, being of Southern American heritage, but then, you know, living in the UK or living in London, it's like, oh yeah, shit, I never really thought about it. Us black people, we're like, yeah, boy, we got, you know what I mean? People look at us. It was a whole different light that was shone on that. So that was really interesting.
It was a good talk.
Who else did we chat to?
El Zion Crisis.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I wasn't trying to humble brag on that. I'm just saying, though, like.
And they were telling us all about their brand new project, Jericho Jackson. If you missed that, definitely listen back. It's foodbarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. And today, more of the same. We keep grafting out here for you guys, man, to make sure we're bringing you them ill hip-hop guests and just covering, doing hip-hop justice every week. We're going to be speaking to Man Like.
Say that again.
Man Like, yes. Master Ace today.
That's it.
He is going to be in the UK very soon. He's also got new music coming out, so we'll get the lowdown on that. We're also talking to the one and only Man Like
Sky Zoo.
Yes.
International out this bitch.
Yeah. And of course, we keep it international every week with Mysak Hayes in the building too. There's some essential gigs you need to know about that are happening this week. We've got the open mic coming up as we do every week. Plus, I dig deep in the crates to find you all the illest new hip-hop that is happening all the time. It's just a relentless stream of quality music. So I got brand new... Well, he pronounces his name Quelle, Chris, and Jean Grey, and so much more, but we want to hear from you guys. Hit us up on the Twitter at FUBAR Radio, and you can email us hiphop@fubarradio.com. Speaking of Master Ace and the Juice Crew, how about hearing something fresh featuring Biz Markie? This is hip-hop.
Oh, wow.
Back it up.
All right, hold up.
Okay. We gon' go a little something like this. You don't stop, I keep on. It's the B to the I to the Z, M-A-R-K-I-E. Cut chemists down with me, cause I'm Z. Original, ain't no one with material like me. Guaranteed to rock, do the right thing like Spike Lee. But you wanna hear me like Ronnie Cycling. I'm the original, ay, I'm not a hyphy. I just know how to rock down. Wanna get down with the brother with the funky fret sound.
The original B-R-Z, I'm a Z-A. I'm rockin' with my man Cut Camus in L.A.
Who not?
Ain't no other MC like the brother. Ain't no other MC than this king of the stutter. I know that I come with the golden voicing. That's what I get all the girls' body moistin'. A 1, 2, 3, that's what I'm known for. But you know Bismarck, you got the rhymes galore. Yes, I got the most finesse. I'm the one that took the ass off
Super. Yeah, boy. Bring that back one more time.
Bring that beat back,
bring
man.
Bring that beat back. Bring the beat back.
Y'all want to hear that beat, right? Bring that beat back.
Bring that
1, 2, 3, 4, hit it.
Back it up, back it up.
Hey, yo, yo.
Okay. We gonna go a little something like this. You don't stop, I keep on. You don't stop, I keep on. It's the B to the R to the Z, M-A-R-K-I-E. Cut canvases down with me, cause I'm Z. Original, ain't no one but material like me. Guaranteed to rock, do the right thing like Spike Lee. But you wanna hear me like Ronnie Cycley. I'm the original, ay, I'm not a hyphy. I just know how to rock down. Wanna get down with the brother with the funky fresh sound. The original, B-R-Z, I'm a Z. I'm rockin' with my man Cut Camus in L.A.
Who not?
Ain't no other MC like the brother. Ain't no other MC than this king of the stutter. I know that I come with the golden voicing. That's what I get all the girls' body moistin'. A 1, 2, 3, that's what I'm known for. But you know Bismarck, you got the rhymes galore. Yes, I got the most finesse. I'm the one that took the ass off Superman chest. Yes, it's me, Marky, King of Records, and I'm the B-I-Z. Don't it sound funky? C-U-T-C-H-E-M-I-S-T. You down with me? No, this is not a love rap, but I know how I like to rock and make your hands say clap. You don't stop, I keep it on. You don't stop, I keep it on. You don't stop, I keep it on. You don't stop.
Chemist. The track is called Moonlighting with Biz, featuring Biz Marquee on that, and that's taken from the brand new solo album from Cut. He's the DJ for one of the DJs for Jurassic Live.
Hey, shout out to DJ Newmark there, boy. That wasn't me who said that.
Don't get in trouble. But yeah, Cut Chemist has released his first solo album, Die Cut, and it is out now, so check it This is the hip hop show. Me and Mice were just saying how this is like the peak of the winter guilt season, man.
Yeah, I'm confused as a mother lover. I got long johns on. I was wearing a woolly hat on the way here.
Honestly,
and I fucked up. Yeah, man.
Because I got dreads. That's
when I got out of the car, yeah, you kind of you know how
you
to handle.
You got no choice but to learn to handle it.
I'm the baldy. I wear a hat just as soon as I see a bit of shade or just clouds. I'm like, all right. Because obviously, like we're talking about winter guilt, we're getting into that stage now of spring, apparently. But you know, we had snow only like 2-3 weeks ago, so we don't know how to trust this weather.
Apparently, on Thursday, it's going to be like 24 degrees.
What in the UK?
Like, yeah, that was proper disbelief.
On Thursday,
apparently.
So for 4:20, it's going to be like.
That's hey, let's get into the gig guide and we shout out and see what everyone's plans are for 420. Have you got plans for 420? Let us know. hiphop@foodbarradio.com or hit us on the Twitter as well. This is myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy.
And you know, we like to, you know, promote positivity, positive thinking. Like, yes. You know, Buddha says your thoughts are what you become. You know, so what? How you think is what you manifest. You know, so that's why I just think it's an important part of the show that we try and project a bit of goodness into the universe to remind everyone all the cool things that have happened on this little blue dot in the middle of the universe. And for me, April is always an important month, not only because it's my niece's birthday. What up, Minnie? but also,
oh, shout out to Minnie. She made me look beautiful with the
I remember. She did.
I still got that picture.
But it's also an important day. Minnie missed out just by 24 hours from sharing a birthday with Marvin Gaye.
Oh, is it?
I was like, oh, it sucks to be you, Minnie. You know, but I do still love you and everything.
Hilarious.
But yes, and I just think Marvin Gaye is probably one of my, probably my favourite artist of all time. And I think his...
Why is that?
Career deserves to turn this into a Marvin Gaye month. On the 2nd of April, he was murdered by his father, like, hours before his 44th birthday.
And his father was a preacher, innit?
Well, his father was a bit a nutty dude, and it was almost like a cult. I'll go with that. Yeah. And it was almost like he kind of run their household like a bit of a cult sort of thing. And so there was this big power struggle between Marvin Jr., Marvin Gaye, and in his father, who
they shared.
And so that was a big part of how he, you know, played a big role in how he approached his career and everything. But I think it's amazing too, because often we hear people talk about, oh, give these kids an easy time with their trap music and everything. They're only kids.
Their tattoos.
Yeah, they're only kids. Like, how, what can you really expect from them? Marvin Gaye, I mean, at 32 years old, which is a young man, he conceived probably the greatest album ever made. I mean, which is What's Going On. That is a piece of art, and that is pop music at its finest. It's a musical masterpiece. It revolutionized pop music at the time. He fused styles, he innovated, he wrote, directed, produced, performed on that album, just the musicianship on that record. And he just said so much socially, politically, creatively, musically, all in a total of 35 minutes duration on this album, which is one long track where the songs, there's no break in between the songs, which also was quite an unusual and pretty unheard of thing at that time too. And he created that album also on the back of on the backdrop of the civil rights movement that was happening in the USA and the Vietnam War. And he was at a point in his career where he was one of the biggest artists at Motown, but he said, you know, I'm not comfortable singing all these ballads, love songs and stuff, when we're as a nation and as a race going through such a painful time politically. Like, and he just felt this urge to contribute in his way. He was an admirer of Malcolm X. He was an admirer of MLK. And he had to really fight to record that record, because at Motown, they were all about manufacturing these acts and churning them out. And so he was, he recorded the album also in 10 days.
Wow.
So it was 10 days. And there's not one time where I've listened to this album and not cried. I mean, it's not even my favourite Marvin Gaye album. He's also, in my opinion, and many people's opinion, he's probably the finest soul vocalist we've ever had. The quality of his range, Michael Jackson.
His range was, yeah.
I mean, he could do those gospel screeching howls, you know, at the same time as the pure falsetto, at the same time as like a rich baritone, and the expression, how he communicated.
I don't know what you're talking about there, but I just nod my head like, yeah.
You don't want me to give you examples. But, you know, he influenced so many people at Motown as well, including, I mean, he was nicknamed the Prince of Motown, and he, including like Little Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, like, developed his voice by mimicking Marvin Gaye.
Wow.
So that's where that whole falsetto that Michael Jackson has.
Because people say that he didn't really talk like that.
They said like he was really talking like that. But
he did this because it helps, you know, when it's time to sing. And the muscles in that part of the throat can already get there, you know?
And he even...
Is that a good Michael Jackson impression?
That was a good Michael, but you see his speaking voice, he even copied Marvin Gaye's speaking voice. So a lot of Michael Jackson's speaking voice, that was even because of how much he admired Marvin Gaye and just wanted to emulate this guy. I mean, he was an incredible talent. And Berry Gordy, who was the head of Motown, when he first heard What's Going On, he said, this is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Serious?
Yeah, and he said, he also felt it was like too political to be a hit on the radio. And Marvin Gaye responded by saying that he was going to go on strike from recording anything else with the label unless Berry Gordy allowed him to record the rest of the album.
Wow.
Yeah. And so he was like on this rebellion against the machine and Motown, because they really had a tight grip and lock on all of their artists. A lot of artists at Motown were screwed over and things. And that when the album was finally released, it was Motown's and Marvin Gaye's biggest selling album to date. And that was only then surpassed by when Marvin Gaye released the Let's Get It On album in 1973. Mm. And yeah, Marvin Gaye, I mean, he insisted on producing this record, which again, that was very, I think the only other Motown artist was Smokey Robinson, whoever did that.
Yeah, because they were Berry Gordy, they were quite harsh about that, innit? Because they had their own musicians and whatnot, so they were the ones who were always producing everything.
Yeah, so even when the What's Going On album was made, like he, Marvin hand selected which musicians he wanted, wow. And he just basically directed the whole thing from the orchestras to the rhythm section, the Funk Brothers. From
I want him. Him.
Yeah.
Nah, not that nigga. Her.
Yeah, exactly. And also the musicianship in it, because a lot of the way these Albert Marvin records were made, it was a one take thing where you had him standing in front of a microphone and like four backing singers two steps further behind him. And these were sessions all recorded live of everyone in a room and just straight onto tape. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so how many mics would be in the room when they have all those musicians and singers and all that? It weren't as many as nowadays, was it?
I doubt as many as now, no, because you probably would have had something like overheads over the drum kit and then, you know, like different, the same for the string section and things like that when they were dubbed over later. But yeah, so this is to me the real meeting point of pop music, soul, jazz musicianship, and just like production where you've just, and a political message all fused into one creative outlet. It's incredible. NME voted it the best album of all time. Rolling Stone listed What's Going On as number four in their 500 greatest songs of all time. The Guardian newspaper named it the greatest album of the 20th century. I just think it's, you know, if you are a fan of pop music, if you are a student of pop music, this is a record you need to go and study. So I always overdose on Marvin Gaye, but, you know, being that it is Marvin Gaye month, not only do we have to send him a very special,
big up.
But, you know, we've got to hear some of those vibes on the show today. But keep it locked, because we're getting into an investigation right now. But the other thing that resonates to me with this is all the lyrics in the song. We can just superimpose this, someone say this today, and it's going to move our hearts, you know. And I wonder if people are going to be doing that with all the single ladies in 50 years time.
I think Beyonce, what is it, she's got a university or something like that. I keep seeing
a university for sweatshop kids who make her Ivy Park clothing.
No, it's for the weave.
The sweatshop kids who make the weave. Okay. No, because you know her light clothing line, Ivy Park. Like, that's all met.
Is everyone's promoting? Like, there's something recently, something to do with her going to be in Coachella or whatever, but everyone keeps posting some shit.
Oh, okay. And they're like, she's amazing! She is an incredible performer, but I just think it's a complete different league to what you were dealing with as a black male artist making black music like Marvin Gaye was at this time with this level of knowledge of music. You know, it's just a different ball game, and he definitely was someone who was all about fighting against the machine and everything. But I just think, listen to all his words here and how he articulates it all in his voice is just so beautiful. This is What's Going On, Marvin Gaye.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother,
dig
like,
it.
Solid, right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and get here today.
sides. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
As you might tell, that's Marvin Gaye, What's Going On. You know, there's just so many songs from his catalogue to pick from, but that's from 1971 and it still sounds absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
This is FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mike Stiggy, but I got get out of the way, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, play my tune, man. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker over here think he knows about real music. Hey, you might have to play that again, you know what I'm saying? Because that's my style of music right there. Welcome, mother lovers. We want to welcome y'all down to the FUBAR Radio Cafe. That's right. Right here in the middle of nowhere, up on the mountain you could never climb unless you try some of this. Ha-ha! And my name? Oh, I'll go by the name of My Sack Hayes, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. My Sack Full of A's, man. And I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
I ain't gonna say bitch because Marvin Gaye wouldn't. Yo. Hey, this week, we gotta run it back this week because last week was such a hectic show that I only got one answer out of this. But it was really interesting to find out what people regarded was an insane level of loyalty. So this week, though, the reason why I want to ask again anyway, other than the fact that we didn't get many of the answers out, was that I started watching this crazy documentary on Netflix. It's called Wild Wild Country. I don't know if... Have you got Netflix? I get a password for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what people do. They'll be on that Snapchat. Hey, girl, I need a password for Netflix.
Just in a group.
Yeah, because you could just send out, here's my password, as long as there's not too many people watching.
Wow.
Yeah.
But then when you can't log in, you're brilliant.
Yeah, but you got to wait, innit? That's it. That's the freeness.
That's the price you pay.
Yeah, that's the price you pay for freeness. But yo, started watching this documentary called Wild Wild Country.
Okay.
And this is basically to do with some controversial guru who builds a utopian city in Oregon, in the Oregon desert.
What, is this a
in
drama,
America.
A fictional?
This is reality. That's okay. The thing. When you're watching it, you're like, this can't be true because we've never even heard of it. But this dude managed to somehow, you know, he's some like guru, I've forgotten what his name is now, but He's a crazy guy.
Basically a cult in Oregon.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, but it started in India, but then he was getting run out of there because of how cultish it was, how C-wordy it was. Not that C-word, but this C-word. And so somehow they managed, because they were making so much money off of people donating, and you know, and it was around that time, sort of like late 70s, you know, early 80s, where people were like, yo, liberation, and I need to find. So a lot of rich people that were making a lot of money, obviously still not happy with their life, you know, I'm going to go to India and find myself type thing. And this was one of the dudes that are like, he was that knowledgeable that people felt like, oh my God, he's a guru, he's a, you know. Yeah, they got drawn in. And so, you know, this was some extreme level of loyalty where you're paying this guy all this money, you know, his followers. Then they go over to Oregon, build their own city, because at that time, there was nothing going on in that desert area. It's like 100 square mile that they bought.
Wow.
And somehow managed to build this community.
Money.
Yeah, with all that guru money. You know what I mean?
You see all them donations to the box.
Yeah.
What do they call that when you pass around the church? Anyway, go on.
Oh, offerings. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get
God needs
offering.
Money, man. He needs a lot of money
Sarah,
to do all
they
his
take
good
this
work.
To some extreme where you're like, nah. And I've only got to like episode 4. And I'm already like, yo, this is madness. So I'm going to carry on watching. But so this is why we're going to run it back this week and find out from all you mother lovers out there. Mice investigates this week. If there was an award show for extreme loyalty, who would you nominate to win and why? And I definitely, like his right-hand girl, what was her name? Sheila. She, you know, but...
sounded like you just made that up.
Sheila. Nah, yeah, you wouldn't even think it. You look at her and you go, your name's Sheila, but it's S-H-E-E-L-A.
So oh, American spelling.
Nah, I think it's an Indian spelling, to be honest. Yeah. But it's just ridiculous, like, the level she went to devote herself to this guy. And even to the point of, like, what? Who is this woman all of a sudden? She's talking about, yo, okay, maybe we have to kill this person and do what we need to do in order for our... guru to, you know, his mind, you know, well, mind's work to flourish and the whole world become like it.
Wow.
Anyway, like I said, I'm not even halfway through the whole thing, but it's ridiculous to think that all these smart ass people, Hollywood directors and, you know, people that are like architects and they built a complex, like loads of these different little houses and whatnot. They had an airport. Mm-mm. For the city, they had police, like their own set of police. Like, they managed to go in to the point that it was a city.
The infrastructure was like.
Yeah, it was crazy. It's like, what the
What? So, is this city still there?
I don't know. Like, I'm only on episode 4, okay, so I don't even know. But already, you're just like, how the fuck does this even happen? And how do we never even heard about this? Like, we know about, you know, what's his name? Charles Manson. And, you know,
okay.
Some people who've got their little cults, like, everyone drink, you know what I mean? Drink this. Trust me, man. It's pussy juice. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Next to it, everyone's knocked out. Yeah, Myman took it to some next level, but then he got double-crossed by his right-hand girl. It's all crazy shit, but it's real.
It's nuts, yeah, it's isn't really it? But how people are able to be drawn in by charismatic characters like Donald Trump or like this guru guy.
It's part of it.
A friend of mine, I'm not going to say what country, I don't want to blow her up.
What's her name though?
she was trapped in a cult that her parents had... Her parents were trapped in a cult.
Serious?
And then she managed to run away from this cult.
Because she knew that it was wrong.
Yeah, because it was like all the rules, and she just didn't like it because it was all the rules that she had to follow, but it was all the polygamy and like the head guy of this cult had, you know, he was allowed to, kind of, you know, his second wives were, anyone's wife in the cult was one of his wives kind of thing and all this weirdness. But yeah, she literally had to like run away and wasn't able to see her family again for...
Like these lot did some crazy shit where because there was the whole voting system within the state, and they had to make sure that their people could stay where they are in that city. There's like a city a few miles away that were not having it. Like, yo, I don't know about all these, you know, they come around here and try and do them. It wasn't like they were like, they need to go back to where they're from, but they were just like, what is going on here? Why are they all dressed in red? They're only allowed to wear like shades of red and orangey kind of shit.
Damn.
And yeah, and it was all like these people. But then they started finding out that these people were like, having sex left, right, and centre, you know. But what they did was they went.
So
and
there were perks. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, there were perks to it. Yeah, but imagine this. Okay, so that's the perk. You can have sex left, right, and centre. Then they were like, okay, we need to try and make sure we get more of our people voted in to the, you know, to the higher up, wherever. So they went and got homeless people from all over the country.
Oh, that's deep.
They got about 6,000 homeless people.
They were scheming.
Yeah, brought them to this city. And then, yeah, and it goes, obviously, you're getting homeless people. You don't know who's on crack, heroin, meth, whatever.
Well, people were in a difficult place.
Yeah, and you lot are trying to have sex left, right, oh, center. Now you got homeless people trying to have sex.
Insane.
Ah, yeah.
But I swear there's probably some evolutionary reason why human beings fail to get drawn into these kind of tight-knit communities. Yeah, sort of thing.
Yeah, I think
because
so.
Because just if you think in caveman time, like your chances of survival would increase probably exponentially if you were part of a community compared to if you just tried to go and wing it on your own.
Yeah, you know, true.
So there's probably the people who did go and wing it on their own, they probably all died out, and now we are the result of everyone who was keen to be part of groups kind of thing.
And the amazing thing about it is the fact that, what, you know, watching it, I realized, like, damn, these people, a lot of these people were rich, they made a lot of money, or they had a lot of money, but then they still weren't happy, and so they ventured elsewhere to try and find that happiness, to the point that they felt like, oh, now I found the happiness. Here, you take all my money. No, I'll build this for you and we'll do it. They did crazy amounts of work. Like, in the desert, somehow they managed to make farms. They messed around with, you know, river streams and whatnot. So then they had irrigation going on. Like, all kind of...
basically were able to motivate all these people on the same path kind of thing.
So
no, that's crazy loyalty.
Man. Yeah, that's mad loyalty. So, obviously, you know what I mean? I had to ask some of the people down the old digital pub the other week. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, what are they saying down there?
All right, I'll tell you what,
been down there for a little
Uncle
minute.
Tone, look, check. This is what cracked me up. Tony D, you know, one of our UK's best battle rappers. I think he's retired now. Again, for the 400th or 500th time.
Yeah.
He says, everyone who still phones me, despite the fact I don't answer. You lot are the real MVPs, which is true. He doesn't answer his phone. I've never even tried to call him because the rumours... I don't want to be touched by the real rumours.
But that's a shame, Tony, because I think in this day and age, to get a call from someone, that's special. That's nice.
But you know, sometimes, I think
you're
nowadays
busy.
People... Yeah, busy. Also, it's, you know...
You don't want to disturb someone from whatever they're up to.
And you,
that sounded way darker than it was let us out.
You know,
I was completely innocent while I was saying that.
Yes, I'm sure you were. But, you know, the thing is as well, is that nowadays when somebody calls you, you know it's going to be a conversation. It's not like a, hey, people do the quick, oh, I just need to ask you something quickly on WhatsApp or a text or email. Now, when someone calls you, it's like, yo. How long have you got to? Yeah, so you
but
don't
now
even
we're
ask.
Diverting from our caveman origins, which have led to our success as a species. If we're not going to bother, link or chat, spend time with people, innit?
Look, I ain't in this cult for nothing, bro. For you, you know what I mean,
I got my computer. That's all I need.
You know, and the thing is as well is that you know most of the time. So when somebody calls you, how many times you're like, okay, I won't pick it up now. I'll call them back because you know it's going to be a conversation. It's not like, hey, how you doing? Look, I can't chat to you right now. You're just like, yeah. I know I've got call ID and I know who it is. You know I know who it is. I'll call you back. Mm-hmm. For me, if you don't leave a message, I'm going to think it's not that important. That's the whole point of the answer machine being there, no?
Yeah.
So, like now, if somebody calls me now, a missed call, I'm just going to be like, they must have knew that I was on the radio. Yeah. And it can't be that important, or they would have left a message or send a text.
Yeah!
That's for all my listeners out there that fucking call me too much. No,
yeah!
I'm joking. Shout out to Mark Jorgensen. So the question is, you know, if you were, if there was an award for the extreme loyalty, so if there's an award show for extreme loyalty, who would you nominate and why? Mark Jorgensen, he does make sense. He says Wile E. Coyote's loyalty to the Acme brand, despite their products always letting him down. That's true.
I like that.
He's made a good point.
I'll give them one more chance.
Yo, how many times you see Wile E. Coyote trying to get that roadrunner? Wile E. Coyote is still on this thing, all decades later.
On this thing.
Yeah, and he don't age. You know what I mean? Wile E. Coyote didn't need no plastic surgery.
He didn't need no food either, clearly, to survive.
Shout out to Ashwin Ballou. This is a very true one as well. He says, R. Kelly fans.
Ooh.
There isn't a single thing he could do in this world which could put them off him.
It's crazy.
There's a
Did
recent
you see
documentary.
That documentary the other day?
No. Where he's the ex-manager dude, where he was like...
Well, yeah, he spoke to the investigator, spoke to a gang of people kind of thing.
Yeah, but the guy, there was one guy that was, I think was his ex-manager maybe, but now managing other artists.
Yeah, I think they had him on there.
You know, where he was like talking about the marriage with
Aaliyah.
Mm. And then just the way he was answering, you know, road science tells you that this guy was there. He knows, and he knows it's true. And then even later on, the investigator was like, he made it seem like it was off camera. And he goes, were you there though? And he was like, yeah. And he kind of confirmed that he was at the at the wedding.
Yeah, that it happened. And also how they lied about her age on the marriage certificate.
Yeah, said she was 18. That's nuts, man. But that's when, you know, R. Kelly, he's not well. Like all them little girls, they're big women now, isn't it? Hardback women, boy. In their 40s, talking about, yeah, he used to come around to the school and he used to be like a joke. Like, you better mind out R. Kelly doesn't come and scoot you out. Mm-hmm. Imagine him's the creepy dude.
But you see, I know people telling me that about in the early days in hip hop, that was the same rumor about Bambaataa, where it was just a commonplace
thing. Boys?
Just in hip hop, it was a commonplace thing where it was like, yeah, don't be left alone with Bambaataa. Anyway, allegedly. Wow. Allegedly. Yeah, no, but the R. Kelly thing, it makes it, because nowadays, even when I hear DJs play like his songs, I'm like, what is the matter with you? We haven't investigated every artist out there, kind of thing.
And I'll get
of
course, on it.
Yeah.
My set case will get on.
But, you know, Marvin Gaye isn't applicable to that either. But no, the.
His name does not forsake such things. But this is the weird thing about R. Kelly is that then you hear about that, yeah? Mm. About him going after little girls and whatnot. Obviously, the interview with. What's his name? The interview with Tarok. What was his name? I've forgotten his name. But when he asked him, so are you into teenagers? Are you into teenage girls or what? And R. Kelly, now when you say teenagers, how old do you mean?
I know.
That's the first thing he said.
I know.
Torre,
that's
it.
Shadiest answer.
How old do you mean? And then he's going, well, you know, girls that be 17, 18 or whatever. But think about, then the tune comes in. What's the first thing the tune says?
Oh, God.
It's the Pied Piper. You know who the Pied Piper was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even need to spell that out.
No, the dude just makes me sick.
That's
the dude just actually
crazy.
Makes me sick, because on that same documentary, they're just showing how he's basically got people living as slaves in his house right now.
Yeah, that's some next shit, man.
And the family trying to get these kids out of his house and stuff.
They're like, nah, girl, I'll be up in his house. You
but,
know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
The
just
loyalty
doing my
of the
thing,
fans,
girl.
Where they're just like, oh, forget about that. This tune is Ignition, yeah. Man. It's all about that remix.
It's nuts. And then look at his, you know, my man, he kind of looks like he's let himself go a bit. There's a little bit of a belly there, and he's still trying to...
Well, he's probably nearly... He's probably 50, isn't he, or something? Not
yeah, but he's rich, man. When you're rich, man, you at least have some plastic surgery or something, bro. Get a tummy tuck or something, you know what I mean? But shouts to Ashwin, that's a very true one.
No,
Dominic Bandoni, shout out to Dominic Bandoni. He says the entire Conservative Party, for their unstinting loyalty to Satan and their unshakable faith and ability in driving poor people into the fucking depths of hell. I tried to do echo, but
yeah, sorry.
Sorry about that.
We'll
yeah, that was a bit deep, but I guess yeah, he's right about that. But then Big Toast comes back and says that seems unfair comparing Tories to Satanists. People who plumb the depths of human depravity, worshipping the embodiment of evil and hatred, do a lot more harm than your chirpy everyday Satanist. If I lost my sense of reality and was going to choose a religion, I'd probably go with Satanism. They do a lot of good work over in America.
Wow.
Yo, what is going on in America though? What's going on here and in France? Are we possibly starting off World War III, DJ Sarah Love?
Well,
I need to know, because my bunker, I've been digging like a mother lover. Actually, yeah. So if I got to carry on digging, let me know.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's another big subject. I think I'll have to tackle that on our political edition of the hip hop show. But yeah, go check out the What's Going On Marvin Gaye album, man. And it's just nuts how just political events in this last week even apply to what he's chatting about there.
Boy, what can we say, eh? What can we say? That whole thing had me... I was like, all right, let me get my political specs on here. Like, I don't usually... But when I saw, like, yeah, there's been a bombing going on and we're involved, when I see,
okay,
like...
Okay, so you don't know any
chick,
of the details.
Theresa May.
Oh, right!
When she was like, yes, I have decided to, you know... comply with Donald Trump's... I was
yeah,
like, right,
you
is
put
that
a word
on?
In for us, my son.
Boy, I mean, I might have to try, you know what I mean? Let me see if she's on WhatsApp now, if she's online. Yo, I couldn't believe it. I was like, what?
Nice,
and then people... The first thing people are saying is, like, World War III. But also that the reason why Trump did that is because he's possibly going to be under investigation. So you see, he needs something to kind of mask that up.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's lots happening with Trump at the moment, isn't it? Where, but that basically what's going on in Syria at the moment is a proxy war that's going on between the West and Russia that's being fought on Syrian ground. So you have President Assad, who is a democratically elected president in Syria, who and then you have a rebel militia group in Syria who don't like Assad. Britain... British government has decided they don't like Assad either, and so has America, because this Assad guy won't do as Britain and America says. So then what the UK and America did, they armed this militia group who are in the minority in Syria and said, like, we're going to support them in this battle against the government, because we say there's all these atrocities being perpetrated by the government there. And then you have Russia on the other side, who are backing President Assad. And so they're fighting this war, but it's just basically decimating the whole country and the population there. And so there was evidence apparently of chemical weapons that
were... Yeah, but they haven't proven that, have they?
Yes, and then normally what is meant to happen is there's meant to be an investigation by the UN, which then determines whether or not this is like an actual act of war, who's accountable and everything. And then based on that, that's when a government, a country can say, right, well, on that evidence, we need to go and step in on this. But none of that happened. Nothing was put to Parliament, and Theresa May just went along with Donald Trump overnight, kind of thing.
That's crazy as well, because I saw them people were saying, like, you know, Trump was saying he's doing it because there's, like, there are innocent civilians being poisoned with chemicals and whatnot. But then look at what's gone on with the water in... what's that area?
Flint. In Michigan.
Michigan, and he ain't done nothing about it. So on your own soil, shit like that's going on, but you're
same
not
thing,
doing
but
nothing.
There's parts of Puerto Rico right now that still don't have electricity or running water since the hurricane happened last year. So, you know, I mean, that's just one level of things. And then at the moment, Donald Trump, there's a massive investigation by the FBI. They've raided his offices. There's the money that he paid off to Stormy Daniels, who is a businesswoman, and she starred in porno films.
Yep.
And that money that he paid is potentially an illegal payment, because that was seen as a payment associated with his campaign, where it breached the limit of how much you're allowed to spend during a campaign trial.
And then this is what I love about the crazy ass people out there that will go, what do you call it? I don't know what you call it, Twitter digging, or when they dig, like, okay, let me check like 3-4 years ago. What did Donald Trump say? So in 2013, there are tweets of him saying, talking about
it's wrong. What Obama?
Yeah, what Obama? Blah blah blah. And then something to do with Obama, you know, then possibly investigating him. So guess what he's going to do? He's going to go and drop bombs over Syria. But if he does this, this would be a big mistake. It could be World War III, blah, blah, blah.
What good, like, can happen from this?
Yeah.
Jesus, and then at the same time, you see Theresa May, she's trying to present an image of herself as being strong and stable.
Yeah, don't talk about it like that, though. Theresa May, bruv. And then my brother's asked, right, bruv, you really... Like, right, it's the Prime Minister, bruv. What do you...
I was laughing about that. But what do you guys think? Remind them the question, Mike.
Yes, hit us up. This week, Mice Investigates. If there was an award show for extreme loyalty, who would you nominate and why? Hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com, or you could tweet us at foobarradio.
Saw a paw was in the court facing nine. And it gets me thinking. Without a shilling, we're sinking. What is this hell we live in? Last time I saw my pal, he had his elder with him, who said be thankful of life, we owe a debt to women. Some of my peeps like to sit and learn in lecture buildings. Others are stretched in prison, obsessed with sinning, trying to live in this savage nation. So I just spit this incantation. What you hear is no fabrication. ELF, yes, this is my incantation.
Their race, creed, or color should get a piece of the action.
FUBAR Radio presents
Harriet Rose.
I'm joined by the wonderful SG Lewis.
Hi. Meeting Farrar was the mad one. He's flawless. He's just like an ageless being. He has this presence. Whenever he walks into a room, it's like everyone's just like, God, it's Farrar. When he speaks to you, it's like there's no one else in the room. Oh, he just came up to me. He's like, hey, I don't believe we've met. And I was like, and he was like, thank you for the beautiful music. And I was like,
And then you died.
And then I died. And...
But it was a good way to die. Yeah. If anything, you'd achieved all you needed
exactly. I only ever came here to impress Farrar. So.
Every Thursday,
Harriet Rose.
From 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Planet Zoidberg is awaiting your return, Master.
I shall not return until this sword is extracted from my cranium.
By the power of Grayskull, Skeletor Piff the most fatal, nuclear hater, strike like Drago, microphone assassinator, lay low, before I run you underneath the Winnebago. Rotten love, I shot the dove with Cupid's bow, a ruthless soul, hand on heart, salute the crow. Lord of darkness, more than a port of hardship, awful bastard, walking torn and tarnished. Of angels up on Salisbury Hill with Pete and Gabriel. Do I need to kneel and pray for you? To ask God for something real to say to you? Nah, God's already walking with me. He just doesn't like to talk into the border whiskey. Awkward silences caused by the pause of violences, but interrupted by the Lord's sirens. Piff be swiftly moving on. We're farming leaf, trying to escape Area 51 before they catch us and splatter us with their gamma guns. I'm out of here, change the channel, son. Beep, beep, beep. But flick it back if you be kicking rap, and tell Arthur to pull this sword out of my thinking cap. The knights of the round table, they couldn't hold us back. Unroll the map, yeah, let's go with that.
I walk on the street, narrow path in the night. Dark omen, call me Damien. Forced into being with the sword in my cranium. Illegal aliens, sworn to a life subterranean. Left thinking like the Fabians. Forced into being with the sword in my cranium. Illegal aliens.
Subscribe to the idols and their wizardry. The symphony arranged and conducted with ancient mystery. Telepathy, not old school raving, but brain and tyranny. Hail, snow, fire and brimstone. I'm physically slow-mo, I vanish like ozone. I break dance, no stopping us now. We fully turbocharged angels in shell toes. I'm from the 80s era with grey skulls. I rock the fly sneakers with Velcro, a pen pro. No game shows, the end zone with Damon Killian. The gun in hand, a running man among civilians. The vaudevillians are brilliant with simians with names like Caesar. Horseback with the militants, sprinkled with Ritalin. So be vigilant, we're limited by trust to find the truth within your innocence. We're killing kids with stringed instruments and stimulants. Overdosed on Spanish guitar, the last waltz is truly imminent. In the valley of Silicon Death with Citizen Smith, the neo-activist mapped the matrix and tracked the oracle and had to slap the bitch. The fantasist, red pills in wonderlands and magic tricks. Blade runners and gunners shoot up electric dreams. I never sleep without the pen and paper next to me. Narcoleptic nightmares within the beat machine. The dirty streets provide the theme tune to this life I lead.
I walk on the straight narrow path in the night. Dark omen, call me Damien. Forced into being with the sword in my cranium. Illegal aliens, sworn to a life subterranean. Left thinking like the
Fabians. Forced into being with the sword in my cranium.
Yeah. I connect with the sun like the moon when it's falling. Your career will have more spikes than the pussy when it's folding. We stay applauding, I'm known to make it round like Spalding. While you're trying to master the reforming, undefeated, strictly holy grouse. I seen the ending to your only child. You've been the victim of your own betrayal. Your numbers changing like the broken scale. My vocal propels, you're dancing like the opening spells. El Doctor, specialist opera. Tim London Biz, so the label might drop ya. Every album is a sophomore. Assassin creeping from offshore. Told me doesn't matter if it costs more. Optimum spit, the doctor must fit in any practice. We do it through a Oculus Rift to hold the tactics. Show the antics, fans connect like how an ant is. We still struggling through these sandpits. A strange speech, never dreaming of a Palm Beach. My words will hit much further than my arms reach. I never teach, this is strictly for the self to grow. Everything is borrowed in this world, don't think it isn't so. Some respect to give a man his worth. Understand you never truly earned your bit of turf. Think you're losing is just a bit of curse. I spit the verse for reality of first. Hoping that you hear the words.
I walk on the straight narrow path in the night. Dark omen, call me Damien. Forced into being with the sword in my cranium. Illegal aliens. Sworn to a life subterranean. Left thinking like the Fabians. Forced into being with the sword in my cranium. Illegal aliens.
Hey, yeah, we're shaking, baby. It's your boy Cool G Rap. Giving a shout out to my homegirl DJ Sarah Love and Miss Digi. You know what I mean? Y'all keep doing your thing on that side, and I'm going to check y'all real soon. Football Radio, baby, let's get it.
I don't care. That's Mount Rushmore right there. You know what I mean? Like I said.
He meant well.
What am I meant to do? Like, yo, called you, fuck that shit. Nah, man. Yes, that's Mount Rushmore. Out. I wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for a man like him. So
he gets a blind.
Yeah, he can call me.
Blind.
He can call me a little nigglet if he wants.
If he really wants to. Catch a blind. That's a phrase that I haven't heard in ages.
Catch a blind.
You know the other words I thought
that's
of?
That's some
the
old
other...
school shit.
I know, but the other day I said the word that came out and I was like, oh my God, I can't remember the last time I said that word. The word speng. Remember speng?
Speng.
Remember yeah. Speng?
It was like, it was weird because speng was a term of endearment at one. Yeah, wait, mine is a proper speng, you know. He's a real speng gargan.
Really?
Yeah. Like Ninja
okay,
Man is like the
okay.
Oh, speng gargan. But
okay,
then they'll be tight. Mine is a speng, you know. He's a fucking
idiot.
Yeah,
that's how it was mainly. Are you speng?
It's so but funny it how like, we can flip our words. Yeah. And, you know what I mean? Like, bitch and bitch. That's my bitch, man. That's a fucking bitch right there.
Yeah, shut up, you. But no. But yeah, the passion that someone roused in me that made me want to call them a speng. I was just like, wow. But that last cut, brand new from Farmer G, Illegal Aliens. That cut features Smellington Piff, Alien Grey, Leaf Dog on there. And that's from the new album, Sentimental Alien. Listen back to when Farmer was on the show with us because we had a really cool talk. And then I just saw earlier today that Task Force of the announced they're going to be doing a show next month in at Jazz Cafe in May.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but their last ever Task Force show for any foreseeable future. I was like, yeah. No!
I mean, yeah, I've definitely got to go to that then because,
yeah.
Anyway, let's move on, man. I don't even want to talk about how it makes me feel.
I know. I'm not having it. But yeah, and then before that, played you something brand new from Awate. The cut is from his album. The song is called Incantation. And that his debut album, Happiness, it's out now. He did a really good show at the Roundhouse in Camden a few weeks back. And he's going to be joining us on the show very soon. He's also on tour across the UK as well. And the entire album produced by Turkish Decipher.
Yes, DJ Turkish from Decipher, man. Bringing that soul back, boy.
Yeah.
It's lovely, man. Really good to see.
The whole album is a really nice listen. So definitely going to be rolling you through some of that. We want to hear from you guys. I love hearing from you guys. All of our PC people and less PC people out there. Hip-hop at foodbarradio.com. You can also tweet us as well at foodbarradio. This week, so many cool shows. Not only... Record Store Day on the 21st?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I always miss when he's coming around like, oh shit,
yeah.
I was going to get some shit pressed for it. You know, people just press just specifically
like
for that
week
one day.
Before, it's like, what can you do? Make it happen. But also...
More importantly.
More importantly, It's 420.
420, for those who don't know what 420 is.
Can we just get my Sack Hayes back in the studio just for a hot second to let us know what's happening? What's happening for 420?
Hey, listen, man, 420, you know what I'm saying? It's a very special day for all of y'all mother lovers out there that know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? It's the 20th of the 4th. That's right. April the 20th is when we get... So high, I can't even reach it right now, you know what I'm saying? But I know when 420 come, we going to have a whole load of mother lovers. Shout out to my London Smoky Club, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Foggy Crew. Shout out to the London Herbalist, you know what I'm saying? My man Tubzilla, you know what I'm talking about. Highberry Corner, he going to be in here not too long, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Iron Bars, you know what I'm saying? All my Stone Island mother lovers, you know what I'm talking about? Allegedly.
Allegedly, yes.
And we're all going to meet up at Hyde Park.
Is that still the plan?
Of course,
so
man.
This is like, okay.
That's but why when you said it was sunny on Thursday, I was like, oh, damn, that's all right then. Because if it was raining, I don't know about going there with soggy blunts. I ain't trying to walk
that's
around with no soggy blunts. Yeah, but 420,
edible.
You know what I mean? All you mother lovers out there that like to get next level high without your feet even leaving the ground, we'll be at Hyde Park about 20 past 4 on the 4th of the 20th. You see? 420. Hey, there's a whole lot. And it'd be like 4:20 in the morning if you're on your, you know what I mean, whatever you want to do at that time. Then you've got 4:20 in the afternoon.
You just do the 12 hours straight.
I lost my bicep. Allegedly. I got so excited I lost my bicep. Hayes voice doing that shit.
But I've never even been to Hyde Park for 4:20, but it always looks fun.
Yeah, it looks
fun. I wonder globally, like, what's going on? What are people doing in other places, man? Maybe,
you know,
the Foo Bar Angels can...
People are just getting...
You know what they're doing, yeah.
I can't do it. Yeah, I used to be able to go...
we need to grab them.
I've got to grab my kishkis.
Yeah.
If I sit on my kishkis, because, you know, my kishkis hang low, I can just tuck them, like, underneath my left butt cheek and... Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
And now I've got to untuck them. Hold on a sec.
That was a different note that you're hitting there. Oh, Alex. And yeah, Record Store Day, the 21st, Saturday, April, every year. That's when we celebrate the culture of the record store. Shouts out to everyone who came through to the Deal Real party last week. That was so cool. And also, it seems like Saturday the 21st is just National Party Day.
But wait, for Record Store Day, just so can people, you know, let's see whether Record Store Day is as celebrated as 420 is. What do we get up to? You know what I mean? I ain't
trying to battle.
Yeah, let's just see.
Okay.
What do DJs get up to?
My Sack Hayes versus DJs there at love. Okay.
What did the DJs? It's not just about DJs, though. It's about record collectors, isn't it?
Yeah, and just wax. Yeah, exactly. And wax. And I think it's not even like there's any hard and fast rules. I just think people really enjoyed those good old days when we were a community and you bump into people on a Saturday at the record shop and things, you know.
But there's street parties and whatnot in West End, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, there used to be, but then the council took the license away from that ill street party that was happening on Berwick Street, which was really sad. Because then you had all the record stores in that area would get involved and do their own sound system, and you had a stage set up and everything. It was really cool. And then there's special releases that come out on Record Store Day and, you know, all these different cool things going on. So do a Google search and find out what's popping in your area. It's a lovely day, lots of smiles, and it's just the day when we get to geek out, really.
Hopefully it's not too hot as well, because the wax will start melting, isn't it?
Let's not get too excited.
We don't worry, you know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna worry about that, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers be bringing out their magnified glass and try to heat up their shit, you know what I'm saying?
Ouch! Also,
on 420, allegedly.
Allegedly. Also, Saturday 21st, you've got Fred Wesley and the New JBs. They're performing at the South London Soul Train. That should be very cool.
Oh, that's show before. The Bussy building, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And then you've also got Mr. Thing DJing at the Aleem Music launch party with Herbalizer, and that's at the Institute of Light. Foreign Beggars 22 Karma, that's their new album, is on tour, and they're performing at Hangar with a bunch of support along with them. Have you got a gig that you would like us to shout out? Because hit us up at hiphop@foodbarradio.com, wherever you are in the nation, because we would like to support that good stuff. And you know, speaking of supporting that good stuff, last week on the show we had the one and only Elzai and Crisis, who are
Jericho Jackson. Hold on, let me do it right. I'm Jericho Jackson, bitch.
yeah. And so listen back to the interview with them if you missed it. They were funny guys. They almost had like English sense of humor. They were keeping us
Crisis,
on our toes.
Crisis is hilarious, man. Yeah. I did not know he was such a funny guy, man.
I know, because you know sometimes America, it's a different language, English and America.
Yeah, almost,
American.
Yeah. But it was really cool also hearing like El Zay. You know, we didn't get to, obviously, they don't want to share too many secrets, but the way Crisis was talking about, yo, El Zay has a different way of writing his stuff, you know. I was like, man, I really want to know what it is, but really interesting hearing their points of view.
Yeah, definitely. So listen back to that, because it's not, I've not even really heard them out in the, you know, in the UK chatting too much. I mean, Elsa's been out here doing shows in the past and stuff, but yeah, listen back to that. It's foobarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. We still got more guests coming up for you later today, including Sky Zoo, Master Ace. The open mic is on the way, but let's play you something from that brand new Jericho Jackson album. This cut is called To Do List.
I'm only trying to do what I set out to do, to build faith, to step out on, to move a mountain to. Thank God every day for blessing me, and keep the best dress accessories in my Chesapeake. Another year has passed to usher in a new one, in first class of the seats were plusher when we flew in. Tonight we might be in your city just to rock a show, so I'ma need your arms to lift high as a rocket go in deep space. I plan to make y'all see that I'm so far ahead of my time that the big and little hand struggles to keep pace. And just between us two, that's a must do. Like showing love to everybody, but only trust few. I've written down some things to accomplish, to put these pompous arrogant pricks inside a maze without a compass. What they accomplish is part of my to-do list, along with living life and spotting Judas in the doofus. And stay astute into everything that I hardly know. Jog a little, lift weights, do some cardio. Get rest, drink lots of Aquafina. Add that to eating cleaner. Graduate from a challenger to a beamer. Just watch me, get the bread, the girl, and gold throne. Forget about my ex, cause there's no need to hold on. To memories of sex, bonfires, cold stone. Delete all of the new pics that's in my old phone. Press reset. This time around, I'm bound to get my respect from those who treat this God gift like it's the devil's reject. I wonder if they know just how focused I am on getting mine. People's right under my nose and watch for hitting signs. Cause I'm just trying to do what I set out to do, to build faith, to step out on and move a mountain to. Thank God every day for blessing me, and keep the best dress accessories in my Chesapeake. I'm only trying to do what I set out to do, to build faith, to step out on, to move a mountain to. Thank God every day for blessing me, and keep the best dress accessories in my Chesapeake. Come up with some new rhyme schemes and patterns, different cadences, accurate wordplay. You think it can't exist for slow snails, pedicure toenails, and five-star hotels at the W, taking no L's. Lounging with a gorgeous view from the balcony. Create gold bars by pushing lead, call it alchemy. Stay out the belly of the beast, dripping Christ's blood without a blood sacrifice for ice and some nice duds. Execute all the things I've written down. Stack up extra loot by sticking to my guns like an exosuit. Stay the flyest level below the highest altitude. Hey, I'm just trying to do what I set out to do. I plan on getting my buzz back. I plan on being ready for when it does crack. I plan to go at whoever awakes the sleeping giant, instead of keeping silent, whether sheep or tyrant. It's all a part of my to-do list, such as writing about life lessons that some of you missed. Connecting with the queen so we can build a pyramid. She could be rolling ganja in the Honda somewhere in Madrid or Cape Town. Off of Shandon, aging like fine wine. Not like the effects of time to turn grapes brown. I'm trying to mold melody and shape sound for those looking to escape where yellow caution tape's found. Learn the business, turn a blind eye to all mistakes forgave. Make a wave, never burn the bridges. Achieve what I try to do. Look at the bigger picture from a wider view. Stay on the righteous path and the pride of shoot. Make you see I'm a grenade displayed in the kamikaze charade. Betrayed by the deceased to the EC prayed. Note to self, don't pay attention to what others posting online. Cause a facade is the most you gon' find. Get pops a crib, meditate, cut off a jerk or two. I can't front, I got some work to do.
Lyricism. El Zay and Crisis are Jericho Jackson, and they were on the show last week. That album is out now on Jamla Records. Go and check it out. This is myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy.
And right now we're joined by our first guest on the line, all the way from, are you in New York right now, Sky Zoo?
All the way live.
Yeah, Brooklyn, New York.
Nice. Good morning, sir.
Yeah.
Peace. How you doing?
We're good. Welcome to the show. It is lovely to have you with us.
Likewise. Thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
Oh, we appreciate you. How's New York at the moment?
Is it warmed up?
It's cool. Everything is smooth up here. The weather's confusing itself, but other than that, it's smooth.
Yeah. And what about, like, I mean, in the streets in New York right now? Because do you live in Brooklyn?
Yep, born and raised and still living.
And so how do you feel about, I mean, you must have seen a lot of changes happen in the streets in Brooklyn.
Oh, absolutely. You know, as far as the demographic of people that have moved to the neighborhood and moved to all the neighborhoods surrounding where I'm from and where I'm at, and just the way it is, you know, it's a different thing. I mean, you still have the same elements of what was and what I know it to be, but you see the change happening every day. But I think that's happening everywhere, though.
Yeah, you know,
you're
not lying.
Happening in a lot of different places.
Yeah, definitely. We got it going on in Brixton and Peckham, where it's just a lot safer now to walk around.
Right. Yeah.
You just feel a lot safer walking around.
And the quality of the coffee has improved as well.
Improved. Organic.
Can all appreciate the quality latte.
What kind of milk do you want? Almond milk? You want coconut milk?
Right.
Yeah.
But back to the lecture at hand, Sky Zoo, you have got a brand new album. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's out right now in celebration of us.
Which I really like that title. It's an enticing title. Why is the album called In Celebration of Us?
So the album is about us as a people, people who look like myself and look like you. You know, the album is about black culture, black pride, black spirit, black folk. But it also talks about the ups and downs of all of the above, right? So it's pretty much like the things that we've done, things that we've gone through as a people and the things that have been done to us. But on the flip side, the things that we've done to ourselves at times, you know, and a lot of those things come from, it's systematic. It comes from where we've been, how we've been treated from day one, the things that were done to us that make us act the way we act and do these things to ourselves and further generations. So this album is celebrating us as a people, be it the highs and the lows. It's celebrating the highs and explaining the lows and everything in between. So this truly is in celebration of us. And it's almost a love letter to black culture and black pride and black people, while also being honest about what it really is that we've dealt with and where we've come from.
What was it that triggered you to want to make this album then, to speak on this?
The way this country is right now, you know, the way this country is as far as this clown president that we have on our side and just all these different things that are going on, you know, a lot of it is things that were going on previous to him being here, and a lot of it also just intensified with him being in office. But, you know, for me, it's more so than just about what we're dealing with on the political side. I mean, it's police brutality, it's gentrification like we just spoke about. It's, you know, economic crisis and the confusion of the power of the black dollar. And it's just a lot of different things that go into why we are the way we are. And I just wanted to speak about it more so than I ever have. I've always spoken about certain elements of all of that, but I really wanted to just hone in on that 100%, you know?
So when did you start making it? Was it prior to, you know, the clown election, or was it that triggered it? Was it from then you're like, oh, okay, look, I really need to
talk about this. You know, it was when I started, I'm trying to see, that was 16. No, I started it after that, but conceptually, I knew I wanted to do that before all of that happened, because it really, you know, it's about police brutality, even in the sense of in my neighborhood. I mean, I go outside, there's not a day that goes by that there isn't police presence in my neighborhood, as far as police flying by, police driving by the corner slow when they see you. I've never seen a cop approach a corner store in my neighborhood without his hand on his hip. It's like, why is your hand on your hip? Nothing's happening. Nothing's going on. Why is your hand on your hip holding your weapon as you walk into a corner store with civilians and little kids and old people and everyone in between? Those things happen every single day in my neighborhood. So it's a lot of that type of stuff that was like, yeah, I really want to speak on this 100% almost, and really hone in and start the conversation and start the dialogue of it.
So I want to ask, how do you feel? Because over here in the UK, as I'm sure you know, like, our police, it's not many of our police that are armed that have guns. Yeah,
I heard about that.
And also, there are gun stores, but, you know, it's not the same way as it is in America, where you might be able to, you know, like any and everybody can kind of go and get themselves a gun license after obviously going through the motions and then be able to buy a gun. And obviously you have to, you know, you have rules and regulations with it. But it's not the same way here. We do still have gun crime. There's still, you know, people getting shot here and there, but no way as much compared to America. So how do you feel about, you know, the fact that guns are so available in America? Do you think that is part of the problem or not?
I mean, it definitely is. I mean, it's a reality. You know, as someone who comes from a certain neighborhood, from a certain era, where that's every day. You know, that's an everyday thing to us. That doesn't even shock us. So it is a part of it. You know, it is a part of what's going on. And I understand, you know, what that does. And I understand at the same time people's feel for a need for one because of where they come from and where they live and their surroundings and what's going on. So I see both sides. It doesn't mean I agree with one over the other, but I see both sides. You know, I see both sides of what it is. And, you know, like I said, it all just comes out in the music. And what also inspired a lot of the album is, like I said, it's about black culture and black people and black pride and who we are. And the story arc of it is fatherhood. The story arc of it is all of these things that go on, cultural appropriation, gentrification, different things like that. You'll be able to be more well-equipped to handle those things growing up if your background and your roots consist of you having both parents at home, especially as a young black male. True. If you have your father. You know, as a young black male, if you have that male role model in your life, you can deal with all of the things that I'm speaking about with a better advantage and a better one-up if you have that male figure in your life.
Definitely.
And that came from me recently. Yeah, and that came from me recently having a son. So I wanted to do all of this. Yeah, like, I wanted to create this album that serves almost as a cautionary guide and an advisory guide for him when he gets older. So he can listen to it and know what to accept, what to expect, what not to accept, what to fight for, what to believe in, and what to know is coming his way because of who he is and what he looks like and what color he is as a black male in this country.
I would say I definitely agree with everything you're saying. I would say not. I don't think you necessarily need to live in a household with both parents, obviously, in an ideal situation. That's what we'd have in an ideal situation. But I think even just having, you know, be a father to your child, like being an active parent in a child's life, whether or not you're living with them, because there's some dropout, deadbeat-ass parents out there who live with their kids and they ain't doing jack. But I would say as someone who absolutely idolizes their father, I was like, that's the best thing a man can do, and the worst thing a man can do is be a fantastic father to their daughter, because then you will have a measuring stick when you're dealing with other men as an adult, and you'll
absolutely
be like, okay, I recognize nothing in your traits that is what I know a real man, how they behave. Did you see the video of the the endorsement video that Killer Mike did for the NSA?
I didn't see
NRA,
the video,
sorry,
but
not NSA,
I read
NRA.
About it.
Okay.
No, I didn't see the video, but I did read about it. So I feel like, I mean, I can't sit there and say I heard every word out of his mouth because I didn't get to see the video, but I read what was going on. I read some quotes from him. I read a little bit about it to understand what the synopsis of it is.
Yeah, no, because it was just interesting because he made a couple comments about like his approach to parenting in the context of gun ownership and stuff where I just don't know I think it was sort of a bit shocking to a lot of people because he was just saying if you're going to not talking about kneeling, but you know, he was just saying you better not try to step foot in my house if you're going to try to talk against the right to own a gun as a black man,
right.
All this sort of stuff. But you know, why not just make an album, Sky, like just spitting that hot fire to showcase, like, you know, your penmanship. Like, why even bothered it? You know, there's lots of people out there where they just want to be thought of as I'm the flyest. You know, well, I'm making some hot tracks for some girls and I'm going to do a video in roller skates. You know.
Well,
rollerblades, well, bitch. I don't use skates.
Was it rollerblades? Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, because I salute that you know, stepping outside that context.
Right. Well, the beauty of the album is even with everything I'm doing, conceptually, I'm still spitting quote unquote hot fire. You know what I mean?
Nice.
So,
fire.
Applaud button right there.
Oh, absolutely. That's never going to change. You know, this album isn't it's not a political album. It's not a, you know, let's go to school. It's not that at all because that's not what I do. What it is me taking my perspective and what it is that I do and using it to speak on these other topics. So you still get double and triple entendres. You still get lyricism out the ass. You still get, you know, you still get everything. Exactly. It's still Brooklyn Sky Zoo. You still get everything you know and love from me. But at the same time, I'm using that window to speak on some other things that generate this conversation and put you on to some things. You know, like I'm still doing what I do in another context while still keeping it in a similar lane. So it makes sense. But going back to your question, it's just time. You know, it's music of the times. And if you have a voice and you don't use it, then you're voiceless. You know, so me being someone who has a voice, me being someone who, yeah, there we go. Thank you. You know, me being someone who uses their voice, me being someone who I have a crowd, I have an audience, I have people who watch me and look at me, et cetera, et cetera. I'm supposed to speak up. You know, Marvin Gaye was supposed to speak up.
Thank you.
Stevie Wonder was supposed to speak up. You know, whether it was Michael Jackson, whoever it was, you know, like KRS-One, Public Enemy, you know, these guys were supposed to speak up, and they did. So I'm supposed to speak up, you know, so that's what I'm doing.
So who do you feel is really, like, inspiring that now? Because, you know, all those people you reference, you are the result of growing up on listening to them, hearing them people, and that created, you know, all them young heads who were listening to Public Enemy, that created a whole wave in how they, you know, express themselves kind of thing. So I'm wondering, like, who is it that's doing that now for the future, you know, artists, the next guys?
Right, I was just about to say, other than myself, feeling like I'm doing that right now, you know, I think a lot of artists are doing it because for the same reason, they see what's going on. You know, you have a lot of artists who are coming out, whether they make one song or they make a whole project dedicated to it, the effort is more than enough as long as you're doing it the right way. So there are a number of artists. I mean, I can't think of any to rattle off names right now, but I know there are, because when you go and look at the music that's coming out, people are starting to name drop it a little bit more. They're starting to speak on it a little bit more. They're starting to say, okay, well, you got YG who had a song called Fuck Donald Trump, which was beautiful. You know what I mean? Like, so you're seeing people come out and speak on these sorts of things, because no matter who you are, you have to see it and you have to notice it and be aware of it. Like, whatever type of music you make, you know, whether you make more female-oriented music, whether you make more I'm in the club popping off, or I'm in the street, I'm a gangster, whatever it is, you have to see what's going on and say, wait a minute, this is corny. Like, what is this? You know, like, every day you're seeing, I mean, you see Stephon Clark in Sacramento standing in his grandmother's backyard with his cell phone. He shot him 20 times, you know, like if you thought he had a weapon in his hand, shoot him in his knee. Because what happens is you shoot somebody in their knee, they're going to drop to the floor. Once they drop to the floor, you can approach them, apprehend them, take the weapon or whatever you thought was a weapon from them. You can arrest them, give them a trial. And if you were right, then you can bury them under the jail for 30, 40 years. But that's not what they're doing. They're not even giving you that right. They're not even saying, well, let's put him on the ground to where he's not a threat, he can't harm us, but we can still try him and do whatever, whatever. They're just getting rid of you. They're giving you 20 shots. They're getting rid of you. You know what I mean?
I know, it's deep. And I have heard that there were some police units who were given the instruction to shoot to kill because the amount of legal cases that open up if you're shooting, wounding someone, because then they were getting the police forces were getting sued.
They'll get away with it more if they just kill the person.
I think and that's also partly where this whole policy, you know, how they're so trigger happy kind of thing comes
from.
It all just links into the fact that, you know, being devil's advocate, I can imagine being a police officer, there's so many guns in America where they're just stuck between a rock and a hard place, where the likelihood is the person you are, the average member of public, does have a weapon, so no one, and everyone hates the police, so no one wonder that they're so quick to pull the trigger. Not that I'm not saying that as a justification.
No, I hear what you're saying. I mean, the fear of police in this country, no one's shooting at cops. You know what I mean? Like, because the fear of police is so real in this country, and it's been that way from day one. You could have a gun on you, you're not shooting a cop, because you're too afraid of what's going to happen. I don't care how tough you are, the hardest gangster, whatever, you're not shooting at a cop, because you know in their mind, they have the right to kill you regardless, even if you don't have anything. Now, if you shoot at them, your head is off. Forget it. But no one's shooting at a cop. You know what I mean? So you could have a gun in the car and they pull you over. The last thing you want to do is pull that gun out. what you're going to do is try to hide the fact that you have that gun. You know what I mean? So just to kind of give you a little more insight of kind of, you know, the train of mind over here as far as dealing with police. Police are the biggest gang in the country.
Exactly.
Like, period, end. Mm-hmm. They're the biggest gang in the country. They stick together. They hold each other down.
Yeah.
It could be a police officer in another state who wasn't involved with this case. He's going to tell you why it was the right thing to do, no matter what color he is. Mm. Color goes out the window when it comes to them. It's all blue over everything. Like, well, police is the biggest gang in this country.
My
you know?
Dad always said to me, the police are thugs with a license. And so, you know.
Absolutely.
This is kind
Your
of
dad's a smart
but,
man.
But when I was speaking about art, it's inspiring. Because I'm just struggling to even think of people in the pop context, I mean. Because I think in hip-hop, we are chatting our reality. But, you know, it's just sad when we can't even think of someone on the spot. But, we can reel off a whole bunch of names from 1975 sort of thing. But no, it's crazy. But when are you right. coming to the UK, Sky?
ASAP. You know the UK is my favorite place. You know London's my favorite place in the world outside of Brooklyn, right?
Like, oh,
I literally love London, man.
Like, love a bit of
and that's
fish
not
and
just
chips.
Me saying it. I love London, man.
What
like,
is it?
I don't know. You know what it is? It feels like New York. Hmm. It's like, it gives me that same exact feeling. I love the accents. Like, I love...
Do your best English accent yeah. for us. Do
Let's
your
hear
best
Sky's English accent, London accent.
Yo, no, I have none of it. I wouldn't even...
No, come on, just give us a little acapella, one of your bars from the new album.
I don't know.
What's the funniest phrase people like, say to you?
It would be like cheerio or something. I don't even know. Like, you know
cheerio
what I mean? Like,
or something.
I wouldn't even attempt to disrespect y'all
nah,
dialect.
But
I love the accents, man. I love the way the women speak. Like, their accent is so amazing. Yeah. Like, I just love London. I love the Ribena. Like, London is amazing.
I'm telling you, London is amazing.
Ribena is like the English Kool-Aid, boy, but we only got one flavor. That's just berry.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Oh, man. Hopefully I'm back there this fall. I'm setting up some touring stuff now. Mm. I've been touring crazy throughout the States. I'm in South Africa this weekend coming up for some touring. Oh. And I've got some other U.S. stuff coming up. But I'm supposed to be in Europe and the UK in the fall, like maybe October or something like that. So hopefully we can pull all that off because I love London, man. Listen, if I could be in London every day, I would. You know what I mean? I love London.
Wow, that's crazy.
New York every
night. Hey, there's a lot less guns out here as well, bro. So, you know, the kids will like it, man. The police, they're not as trigger happy out here, man. I think they get into a bit more trouble out here if they do that.
I think I did see that show. The show in South Africa, is that a festival that you're doing?
I'm not doing the fest. I did the fest last year, but I'm doing a kind of like a jazz club one night, and then the festival is happening. So I'm kind of just going to be at the fest for a while, and then I'm doing another show in East Africa, actually, in Maputo, which is in Mozambique.
Mm-hmm.
So just bouncing around a lot. I go to Africa every year. I go to Europe every year. I just got back from Japan a few weeks ago.
Nice.
And like I said, you think I'm lying. You think I'm bullshitting. I love London, man.
That's crazy.
Well, next time to prove it to us, you'll have to kick some UK lyrics for us. Come through to the show and we need to hear your best London accent.
That's the best way. Maybe I'll have a better handle on it.
Yeah.
So practice. Get the practice in. But I want to play people something from the new album right now. The album is called In Celebration of Us. And I've got the track Baker's Dozen lined up here.
Yeah, featuring my man Raheem Devon.
What was that like working with him?
That's my bro. You know, we've worked multiple times in the past. Ra's like family. He's awesome. You know, he gets super, super busy. All of his acclaim and accolades he super deserves. He's just one of the dopest ever. And that's fam, you know. So I hit him up. I had this idea of what I wanted to do with this record, how I wanted it to sound, what I wanted the feeling to be. And he was the perfect compliment and the perfect person to it. He jumped right on it. We knocked down the video and everything was smooth. So produced by my man Apollo Brown.
Wicked.
And, you know, it's one of my favorite records on the album is Baker's Dozen.
Nice. Well, it's lovely catching up with you.
Yes, man.
And thank you for chatting with us and letting us know all about the new album. You know, we'll be supporting that over here.
In celebration of us.
And we look
forward
to...
and just...
Go
no, I'm sorry. Yeah, I just wanted to say I appreciate y'all having me on the show and showing that love. And I appreciate all the people, you know, the accolades and everything that the album has been getting. has been insane. You know, people are calling it the album of the year.
Definitely,
the critics are calling it the album of the year.
Yeah, and I see people
out
saying that.
Bar and, you know, nothing's touched it yet. And it's just amazing and humbling to be able to tell this story and do what I want to do. And then it come back the way I saw it coming back full circle. So I appreciate y'all. I appreciate all the people listening and everybody in between. It's all love.
And I think it's beautiful. The beautiful thing about what you've done as well is that, as we all know, there's a lot of children out there of color whose parents or their father might be in jail or whatnot. But this album could replace that in some way, you know? So it's a beautiful
man, that's the dopest literally, that's the dopest compliment I've gotten on the album. The people have called the album a masterpiece. People have called it a work of art. That is the dopest compliment I've gotten so far in the album.
Aww.
Beautiful, bro.
No, that's real. That's
both of
real.
You get around. Right. Let me do another one. You get one for my one for Skye.
For real.
But so with lovely chatting to you, and we look forward to seeing you soon in the UK. So make sure you come and give us a visit when you're here in autumn. We call it autumn, not fall.
And hold me is 6 feet. Oh, not fall, autumn. Okay.
Autumn.
Well, what happens
and
is
hold me.
All the leaves fall.
Go ahead.
All the leaves fall from the trees, but we call it autumn for some strange reason.
In English, you say autumn.
In English.
Okay, I like that better. Even the way you said autumn, the way you pronounce the T, autumn, like, I love all that, man. I love all that. Word up.
Wicked, man.
And just hold me a six-pack of Robina and we good.
We got you, man, definitely.
We got you. Here you go. This is Baker's Dozen from the brand new Skye Zoo album. You take care and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Absolutely.
Bless peace, Skye.
Are you ready? I said, are you ready? Drop that.
Corner store still open, it ain't too late. Praise down in your arms like it's a bouquet. Corner store still open, it ain't too late. Praise down in your arms like it's a bouquet. Right back outside the way they want it. Online for the pie, baby, who cutting? Right back outside the way they want it. Online for the pie, baby, who cutting? Overnight like I work grills. My man identical with how his work bills. And how the 14th could feel like the first still. Swear to God that as long as it jump, nothing to change. And may look at me and my G's one and the same. Same money spent on the same trucks and the same chains. And the same superheroes agree that they take blame. Proud of it, 100 miles running, the whip moving. The stick stuck in the side door, the grip stupid. They had it how we wanted to have it and get into it. Word of the law and word of the influence. Influenced by whatever becomes, whatever's done. Disappear a couple days out the month. Heck of runs, let it run like rumors or the bags running to us. You be looking over past, but tradition run the truest. Do believe it. Whatever matters. Black lives and black fives, the frame boxing out. I'm Luke Cajun, but more related to Cottonmouth. And we related to whoever made it and came back to parking in front of us and let us chase it. Came back talking in numbers over better wages. All of my chains weigh enough for me to celebrate it. Heard them when they were saying to never leave until the plate done. And how I turned into better bitches with better lace fronts. I mean, you either out or you on it. Got it or want it. Same way, now I won't cut it. Like, find your budget. Regardless of who move up the block shaking. You move. Then when they promised you that the block vacant. New month coming around, you got patience. Call it even, we got Richie, you got Reagan. Do believe it. Said to praise that in your arms like it's a bouquet. Same way as you ever thought, sweeter than Kool-Aid. Brown paper bags for us all, baby, touche. Took it right back outside the way they want it. Catch us online for the pie, baby, who cutting? Counting up like live or die, living and loving. Or leave it and be all you despise until you're done with. Do believe it.
Please don't lean off the Adderall. Looking to the sky, hoping bombs don't fall. Hoping they're coming, don't watch us away.
presents
Callum McSwiggan.
It's the amazing Juno Dawson. I actually have a list in my phone of every guy I've ever slept with. There are a couple on the list where I don't know their names.
Italian man.
Literally.
Car park friend.
One of them is Ibiza man.
Excellent. Well, the year before I started my transition, I went to Ibiza and I knew that my body was about to change, my life was about to change. And so I thought, well, while you're here, kind of what happens in Ibiza stays in Ibiza.
Exactly.
And it did, thankfully, when I got back and went to the clinic. It had all stayed in Ibiza.
Every Wednesday.
Callum McSwiggan.
From 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
An individual coming into a corporation, walking into the data center, turning the power switch off. Ooh. Where all the machines immediately power down, because that's what happens. The human infrastructure goes offline. It stops working. Humans, not unlike machines in a data center, have sensors. In our case, it's a threat sensor called the limbic system. Mm-hmm. And when there's a threat, they basically go into protective mode. And you can see it when you walk around. People who are very, very guarded. They just parse every word that comes out of their mouth. They're watching your every action. There's something called fear conditioning, which is exactly the same thing. That person's image gets imprinted on the brain, in the brain of the other individual that they've threatened. Your brain would maintain an image of that because it was a great threat to your survival. All you need is the mere presence of that individual to set off the limbic system in a cascade of events. It could be passing them in the hallway. It could be them coming to a meeting where you have to be there with them. The fact of the matter is, the minute that person shows up, the meeting becomes completely unproductive. Everybody is focused on the threat, not on the work. And it's the same thing. It's like having a room full of equipment where none of it is working suddenly. These people are so, so damaging.
Hacksaws, crest, black rock, mon and all. Snack paws with the cats from the Donna Party. That's a body party. Sierra, Nevada. I'm Hunter's lawyer, scared of nada. Paranoia, I'm on you, marionette, father for me. Tell your father for me, I said what up, but don't call me. What's the story, glory, never? Not even when I'm salt and pepper. You'll go on and ignore me forever? Cardi, still Cardi. The mortal form in the shape of adorable. Still sharper than Dominican barber. Shape bucks, marble, tabletop elegance. Parker, Posey, Peter, New York elements. All irrelevant, Smithsonian twice. Pardon your feigned ignorance, bitch, pardon the light. Cotta terror, color, Botticelli body. Monomata minute, the pedagogy for no fucks, infinite. Better keep a medivac cover in 24. All the faults all yours as you draw your last breaths. And I draw chalk while y'all still talking all stress. Spitting at the cat, call your family, ball out your chest, boy. Act next door, demeanor with the neck tax confused. Textbook procedure with an exacto profuse. They're calling me sassy, motherfucker, for the day. I'm the original nasty motherfucker. Let's go.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0,
Magma, lava, Dylon, molten granite dollars, kimchi. Longer it sits, stronger the MC. But no literal sitting humility, nobody touch her. Nobody's getting immunity, gonna start killing the dust though. Everybody doing the hustle, like I'm shooting in a crowded disco. You pop cat locks, brother. You miss me? Did you miss me? Well, you should've bought the catalog, stupid. You're getting what you put in, clueless. I don't make personal house calls to do this. Foolish, rules is next. My whole don't exist, and if I don't go on a list, then why the fuck should I color in lines? I'm colored in fine. New Crayola color, see you colored in mine. Now, who is to your mother? Me. Sharp, harsh, wit, get it in. Better than pseudo, better men. Vanilla and Uno, since I was stepping in. Kudos, nada, feel Uber lift out, you know? Hindu the men to be formed in top form, but you've been pawned like I'm not born. I pom pom myself solo, though, cheers. Go alone on the me, holding no fear, say fuck 'em.
interesting song there, DJ Sarah Love. Where did you pluck that out from? What orifice did you pluck that out of?
Hey! But no, I think
it was dope shit.
Actually, we should have given that for that joke. We should have given you the tumbleweed instead. No, but you know, I think it's...
comedy life started and ended in just one.
Sorry. One joke. Swoop. Because I just think there's so many different sounds happening in hip-hop and it's just interesting. It hasn't got to all be the four-bar loop with no drums added. It hasn't all got to be trap, you know. I'm just saying, there's many people doing really interesting stuff. Like, let's think outside the box.
Soundscape.
And I got a lot of respect for Jean Grey as an MC. I think kills it. And the new project, Jean Grey. And he pronounces his name Quelle Chris, which is always confusing because the word Kel is French. But anyway, and the next song is called Zero. It's from their new album, Everything Is Fine, which is released on Mellow Music Group. It's produced entirely by the husband and wife duo. And they got featured. Yeah. And I know, isn't that exciting? And they've got features on there, including Grammy winner Anna Wise, your old Drugas on there, Big Tone and from Detroit, and so many more. Shouts out to Paul Clark, locked into the show, Skylar Simmers, Robbo Ranks. This is FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mike Stiggy, and we are joined by three special guests right about now, because you know what time it is, bitches and bitchettes. That's right. It's time for the hip-hop show's open mic. And who have we got here today? Jukes, what are you saying, bruv?
Yeah, man.
You're back.
Slippery Slopes representing.
In the building, man. Always good to see you, bruv.
Trust me.
And yeah, we had to get you back in here, you know what I mean? Sometimes people let us down, but we know the real MCs... do their work, so you know, we just made sure some of the real MCs got in this mother lover. How you been, man?
Yeah, not bad, man. Chilling, trying to get some tunes out.
Yeah,
been playing a few shows recently. Did a little Outlook launch party last night. So,
oh, is it?
Yeah.
Where was that?
High Wycombe. It's on the drum and bass in it. It's not really my thing, but
you're gonna stay close to the mic, aren't you? We did
told
have
you,
this
man.
Discussion off the mic. Yeah,
close
yeah.
You just gotta be like this. More or less,
threats.
Put your lips on it.
Oh, you see, he wants trouble.
Yeah,
mice. Using me as some security guard on a microphone.
Do we have a problem?
No.
What's the next project coming from? What are you working on at the moment?
I've got a little EP coming out, Gargantuan Tales of Terror. I should be dropping in about 3 months.
That's
I'm loving
cool
these names. These titles of albums nowadays and EPs is like projects and that is interesting, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there was a time when... Public Enemy, back in my day, it's a bit before me, but I read it, like, I was watching this documentary about Public Enemy, and they were talking about how when they looked at, like, the top 100 in the list, and they saw that a lot of the titles for songs and albums were really short,
they were
like, okay, we're going to make ours, like, a nation of, you know, like, the longest thing, so you'd notice it when you
stand
go down
out,
that list.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing, isn't it?
I never knew that.
Yeah, it's really crazy, man.
And I love the story of their logo as well. How they they just made the logo themselves, and it was with, like, they had cut stuff out and just stuck it on the silhouette out and stuck it onto the A4 and then photocopied it themselves.
Like a ransom note.
But it was all like within the group themselves created it. But it's like one of the most iconic logos.
So what's the name of it? Is it an EP or an album?
It's an EP, yeah.
And it's called
Gargantuan Tales of Terror. We've got another one coming out from Slippery Slopes from Cassin. You had him on the other day.
Yeah, Cassin.
Snotrag EP.
Snotrag.
Yeah. Another memorable
blowing his
title.
Nose left, right, and centre. Jesus Christ.
You know it is.
We got my man DMV, or DVG. Why do I call you DMV?
DMV is America. That's like the Driving Motor Vehicles Association.
I call him Mehmet, but I'm not allowed to do that.
Yeah, it's cool, man. You can call me whatever you want.
How are you, bro?
All good, man. All good. Thanks for having me up again.
Hey, man. Yeah, always, bro. You get a lot of people talking about you when you come up here and do these open mics, man.
It's good to hear, man.
What have you been working on recently?
I've done a few tracks, like, with just, like, odd tracks with, like, producers and that. I've done a track called Higher Societies, which was released by some Canadian record label called Plastic Magic Records. And that's on iTunes and Spotify and all that.
How did that come about?
Well, basically, you know, as I mentioned before, I do my, like, online show on YouTube and all that. Well, I've got a friend who's from Canada, and he kind of hooked it up for me.
Nice.
I recorded another track as well, but they haven't released that one yet. But also, I did a dub plate for the same person from Canada. It was like a reggae/hip-hop.
Is it?
tune. Like, it was called Rise and Shine, but it's like the beats are reggae slash hip hop instrumental. And I've got like stuff written. I'm gonna start recording an EP with 6 tracks as well. I haven't got a title for it. I've got a title of all the tracks, but I haven't actually decided.
You're trying to think of a long ass title now, isn't it? Now that we put that gem out there. And so what's the show that you got on you? It's a podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, basically it's called The Koch.
The Koch, that's another word I ain't heard for ages, a long time.
It's called The Koch with DVG, and it's basically we talk about all different subjects. We talk about health, we talk about occult stuff, we talk about the Bible, we talk about the shape of the earth, we talk about...
You basically break down your lyrics in a podcast.
Yeah, here. Basically I speak to people from Bulgaria, America, Holland, all sorts of things.
That's nice,
all sorts of places. So yeah, it's just exchanging knowledge and becoming more, how can
sharing
I say,
thoughts.
More aware.
Yeah. I like that, man. And over here we got George Bucks.
Yeah.
What's going on, bruv?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm always good, man. As long as you see this forehead looking like this, can you see yourself in it?
Yeah, just about.
As long as you can see yourself in it, then
I'm,
you know,
I'm
good.
Fine.
You ain't even got to ask. Where are you hailing from?
I'm from Reading.
Ah! Shout out to all my Reading crew. Ask the author.
Yes, don't
you know, shout out to the Holding Court crew.
Yeah.
It's a good and, little pocket they got going down there in Reading. What's
up there? You've got to say up there, though.
It's more drum and bass. It's more drum and bass at the moment.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fucking pills and MDMA, mate.
That's what it is. It's like everyone's Danny Dyer, aren't they now?
Is it?
Yeah.
Tight everyone's pants. Danny Dyer, either.
That's
tight
what it
pants
is.
And loafers, boy. No
trust,
socks.
Trust Stone Island everywhere.
Is it? Bone Island, boy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. It's mad how Stone Island is like... That's some old school shit.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, for
like,
real.
Stone Island is mad old school, but now all of a sudden it's like,
talk
bam,
about Football Factory. That
in the tight pants era, boy. Stone Island winning.
Yeah, it's like Danny Dyer and that, and they all have a. Why are we talking about Danny Dyer?
You know,
you
mate,
started it.
Yeah, he doesn't deserve all this.
Okay.
So what you been up to, man? You been working on?
I've been working on an EP with my manager, and I've been, you know, working on videos, working on things like that. But I'm new compared to these two. I'm new, so I'm just trying to make the foundation first, and then we'll build up from that. But
you ready for the open mic?
I'm ready.
All right, he sounds ready, man. Let's get into this. So we got an international beat over here from Dave Dog. He put his real name Dave Atkins. I don't know where we. But shout out to Dave Dog. He's from a crew called Resin Dogs that I know. They're from Australia. They made a lot of noise back in the day. Do you know what I mean, mate? What are you saying, DVG, you ready?
Yeah, what, I'm up.
Jukes, you ready?
Yeah, I'll take it.
I'm asking you if you lot are ready for the open mic.
We're
don't
ready,
worry
man.
About it. We already set that up.
Stupid
you know
question,
mean?
Bro. Jukes stupid
is
question.
Jukes is going to set it off for all you mother lovers out there. Listen, this is Fubar Radio's The Hip Hop Show. This is the open mic for myself, Mice Diggy, and DJ Sarah Love. Jukes, you ready?
Yeah, man.
All right, let's do this, man. Let's get into this.
Make sure
you lot can hear the beat.
SSC right about now. Slippery Slopes Collective, each and every.
Slippery Slopes.
Yeah. Listen.
Alright.
Bringing the views. Yeah, I'm swinging through your bits with a bottle of brew. Your bitch ass get bruised if you step on my shoes. I just move through crews. Why you letting them choose? The rude nuisance. Chew shrooms till Duke puking. Back shots dropping bombs on floors like Duke Nukem. But who's who then? You move like birds got beat like Toot Toot and Snoop Twos and Zoot Twos in every single time I move in. So what's the plan today? I'm at the lay, jam and blaze, grab the tank array. Because I got it like you haven't, stay fresh like you isn't. I'm rapping cause I kill it, not to do time in prison. Listen, yo, we at the top of the food chain. Snot rocket, hot rocks on my duvet. Got pockets and they stop with a new strain. Not stopping when we hot like butane. Who's that scruffy fucker from the other side? Sniff a little line, start hovering above my mind. Step inside my little vacant room. I got hot shit juggling like I'm shaking a stew. I make a big boy breakfast, no bacon for you. And then I kick the beat about till I'm breaking my shoe. It's easy, believe me, we different species. You won't see me on the repeats, you can catch me on the CCTV. We got it locked, of course, across the board like Ouija. Then I mop the floor with your ass like a squeegee.
Yo, my first breath, the scorpion sting, kiss of death. Endless tragedies, stuck in duality. Agony, demons with no apathy. The waters broke free from the galaxy, the cosmic womb. Now I see red and blue, one and two, me and you. Dearly departed from the heavenly garden, confined within matter and margins. Home is where the heart is, I'm heading for Rindavan. Silence and calmness, eliminating past karma. parasites pierce through my armor. I'm purging with lyrical lava, purifying my soul with prana. Eater and pingala, hypnotic like the snake charmer, trying to reach the status of a shaman. Yeah, I'm broken, looking for fusion. My other half trapped in the Maya world illusion. Ooh. Too many rap whores strike down the weak like four. Thunder and lightning, penning scripts for the enlightened. Peace, knowledge, wisdom and guidance. Dropping science like ancient Mayans. Spark the fire, heading higher. Peace and serenity, capture my thoughts through soliloquies. Twisted scenes, had me twisting green, but now I've twisted the scene. I'm thinking free, limitless imagery, infinite synergies. Rap wizardry is called liberty. Find me with peers of wise men, east of the LDN, penning gems.
DDG, what?
Daydreaming, losing the plot. I'll be down for train spotting, not viewing the cot. I would let you see my kids, but you'd ruin the crop. About 20 acres, boy, you're in the spot. This is 8 Mile, adding on 85 meters. 2 3-liters and a pack of hyenas. 8 3-wheelers, pop grub dealers. And anyone who likes the shape of my penis. Tell your mum I said thanks for the confidence. She likes the way I got tank style circumference. Bank loan the subsequent crank teleconference. Frank talking omnibus is thankfully obvious. Mythologically I'm based on the Kraken. 8 fingers in the pie, it ain't gonna happen. East Atlanta to the bait side of Clapham. You stay in mummy's brilliance, you ain't fucking trapping. Just cause I'm rapping doesn't mean I'm on it too. Stepping into money like they made a bloody wallet shoe. Nappy smelling novice, you don't know what you wanna do. You can only see me if you're moving under hollow moon. Bait young you, middle finger double up. That is Nurofen that you'd be sipping in your double cup. Angry little motherfucker, bucks will never bubble up. For anybody questioning at bedtime, I just cuddle up.
Once though my head swells, keep my face covered up like a fucking lead veil. I'm wavy off these 7 seas that I set sail. You wrapped around a bitch's finger impaled on a sketch nail. Get derailed like we crashing in Cannon Street. We got cash and we carry weed through the cash and the carry. Upstream like the salmon bee when the Valkyrie marching. I'm picking out bones and cartilage. Half-assed, it's the taskmaster with the game plan. I'm dripped out in knockoffs. You stocking them name brands like Selfridges. Keep it cold like we Selfridges. Come to shell like we shellfishes. You got drugs in your pocket, then I smell business. No time for bitch yet, I'll be at your door. Jehovah's Witness, surely gifted. When I'm hifted, my spirit's lifted. It's the illness, the viruses that we've inflicted.
Yo, 2013, the year I fell in love with my queen was a smoked out scene. Met her in a house overseas that was green, where they cater to fiends for trees. I only came for a bite. Your aroma got me enticed. Chilling with you for the first time, now you're changing my life. You told me that together we could reach many heights. Fuck all the bullshit and let's get high. So I oblige, no turning back. She said, light me up and hit me from the back. I got her off the road, but she came ready strapped. All I had to do was just spark up the gas. She's known by different names, the main one was Mary Jane. Always been attractive since back in the day, but I was lied to. They said that if I met you, I'll die soon. But that's a lesson I've learned, follow your heart. You're my green queen, till death do us part. I'm not the selfish type, prefer it just you and I. Lonely nights, emerging celestial sights, moonlight and romance. Love it when you dance in the sky like the zodiac. Skinny or fat in between the sheets. Shine bright like crystal green. Explore the unseen. Many call your drugs, I call your love. Yeah, they're hypocrites with Red Bull and cigarettes. Prior to our love, I had greed, lust, and misery. Nowadays, yeah, it's peace, love, and synergy. Find us chilling in nature's breeze. Melodies of the birds and bees, scenes of trees. Unite as one, spark the light, I set fire upon Babylon.
BVG. George Watts, what are you saying, bro?
Head's big like a South Park character. I'm about like David Attenborough. Running hit a pitter patter bra, chipping scatter bra. Everybody pick an avatar, slipping amateur. I fucking hate Theresa May and bloody Donald Trump. Kevin Spacey and that bully kid from Forrest Gump. Jimmy Savile and those idiots from Lost Profits. And all the fucking politicians with their scoff pockets. Big Bucket said I'm ugly, now I'm in a mood. Go see a doc and see if you can get that thing removed. I'll climb into your brain and leave you feeling out of space. Go try and pull a bird in weather spoons without a face. I'm an animal, it's factual, you should thank your daughter. I tell that bitch that I'm a chef when I'm a kitchen porter. I know my presence is a gift that you just never bought her. But she can find out if he's really into pain and torture.
Let me start with a fact. Your favourite band is Take That. You can take that. You're not a fucking rapper, you're a bloody stray cat. I fucking lost pussy and I'll demonstrate that. Big fucker fucker from the dead posh ends. Your mum asked for an eighth and all I gave her was a tens. She fell into my bed whilst I was trying to make amends. I'm not always a dickhead, I'm just trying to make some friends. Real anarchist, run a brother down with the hammer fist. Laugh about your death and bun a big old bit of cannabis. Analyst, watch me meditate with this amethyst. Go on Dragon's Den and spit on every fucking panel. Analyst. Big bucks, buy it, then I bun it and I bop. Run into your yard and send your brother to the shop. Real not para, I got pill pop power. I go real Mo Farah when I'm running from a cop. Who's that geezer in the triple XL? Take it, then I talk it, then I never exhale. Suffocate to death and wake up in a hotel. Everything I do is also brilliantly well. Everything I do is also brilliantly blessed. I've been making bangers, you just made a bloody mess. Run a bubble bath and then I blaze away the stress. You can never catch me because I gave a fake address.
When I'm stuffed at a rave and stinking like a wet dog because I ain't showered in days, I never get no rest. That powdery plate that keeps me spouting flames and shitting gravitational waves. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know we do this, twisted colour patterns in my head day to day like Rubik's come to prove this. I ain't just an ugly mug, I might be smug, but you can't sweep me underneath a fucking rug. I let him run, run pussy, fucking hide. So fucking high won't see me on the road. I'm not a traffic cone, banging flows a man no flow by the bill. Yeah, I got flow, something like the river does. It's the DB pillager, heat leak administer. Season the spud, someone please reach the vinegar. Speak so sweet, you can't reach the perimeter. Your city getting eat by the free sheet villager. Grass always greener on the other side. The grass that I've been breathing got me reaching the sky. I've been the deepest on the beats and I ain't even a lie. And still sink my teeth into the biggest piece of the pie. People staring, what's in your head? Fuck if I know, but I know when I flow, your mind blow like nitro. Cover full of night. Eyes closed, never wire right, bro. No, yo, yeah. They never thought jack shit when I was doing jack shit. Now they hearing jack shit, they like, damn, jack sick. It's really strange, I love the scent of a gram. If you got a couple pennies, come and lend them to Jack. Still in the thick of this, the difference is we hype the crowd up like Coke from Nicholas. The biff is lit, but it's so heavy I can't lift the shit. Still been tripping from the shit that I'm picking from my nose. That's that ill type living.
Yo, check 1, 2, DVG. Yo, 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 floating high in the sky, odd state of mind, visions unknown to mankind, parallel lives, different realms, yeah, it's heaven and hell. Dreams and reality, I'm balancing my sanity, heading for the cosmos, but grounded by manic scenes, yin and yang energies, poisonous chemistry, got us heading for the cemeteries. I take flight for the stars, translate my thoughts through art, knowledge from the past, ancient mysteries, scribed on walls like vivid dreams, prepare for the future, living in a prophecy. Out the box, thinking on an odyssey, escaping monotony, expressing my freedom honestly. They say sky is the limit, so let's get high. Spark one and fly, try to seek intelligence and flow so elegant. Seek the balance of life like four elements, earth, water, fire and air. Hazed out, gazing through this atmosphere, I see false visions of shining stars like weak MCs fronting with bars. A journey on this righteous path, I'm trying to reach the light, going through the dark, living on earth, but all I see is red like Mars. So I light up a, take a journey to escape the hate and greed. I'm feeling trapped like lunacies. Sometimes I question our presence, that's why I take it back to the essence. Why do we pray to the heavens, the gods and celestials? Mind stay skeptical, is this a fallacy? Energies created by stars and the galaxies, religion or science? The pyramids align with the stars of Orion. Unidentified objects flying, obelisk connect with the sun disk. My ink's like unto a 10, shining through the pen, trying to capture the visions of where it all began.
I saw you running into doors, you were rushing. And I know you voted May, cause I know you kissed your cousin. If you think that I am bluffing, you can't really tell me nothing. Trainers I'll be scuffing, just to chase the shit I'm puffing. I'm home, belly tap, playing on your phone. You're a Starbucks and I don't even know Jerome. Accident prone, call me fly like a drone. You don't even pick a fight, you just eeny, miny, moan. Eeny, meeny, motherfucker, sitting on his own. Crying over Twitter, dude, stop clogging up my phone. I'm out of your zone, it's already fucking known. My bars did you a favour, I just threw a dog a bone. Threw a dog another couple cans. Everybody wanna weigh the grams. Nobody be trying to make plans. They'll be caught slipping on the Zans. I'm just trying to make it back to Nans. You can wear the Vans. I'll be here trying to have a bubble. Talking zoot loops like double. You can hear the struggle. Got no magic like a muggle. Go and give your mum a fucking cuddle.
Yeah, I run a bath in a pair of spikes. Rarely nice, changing outfits like I'm Scary Spice. Take advice, you'll look savage when the blade will slice. Cable guys ain't been eating up your fable lies. This big buck's been about it since the day one. Hey mum, shot in brazzers to your gay son. Pray none, little bastard, you don't say none. Your mother's job is just to eat a knob and wake up. Big bucks, I've been about this shit for years. Three cheers, that's the buds getting rears. I was bunning up before you dribbled in your beers. You've been letting politicians fiddle with your ears. I'm back, here again, stop the talk. Fee-fi, bowing around to pop the cork. Everybody saying that my melody is playing. I've got everybody weighing up a gram of what I'm spraying. Alright, everybody, listen up. Roll up, Henny about 50 cup. You man, lay on your back, flip the truck. You can't say that I'm whack, get to fuck.
Hey, hey. Grotty little snotty G, a pocket full of fake banknotes like Monopoly. And I ain't heard your click, cause I don't wanna laugh. In their face while I'm rapping the bomb, strapping them large while I'm sat in the bath. You ain't advanced, catch a slap round of chops in the back of the bar. Living delirium, I see them peering him, but I don't fucking steer to them. I take the reins and make the waves and take a clear of them. Let the faces taste the pavement, dash around like baked potatoes. Lace my trainers, then display the way to waste these fakers. I take the time and stop it, I line them up and cross it. My mind designs the hottest rhymes confined inside my noggin, and I've been fucking bossing. The pills I'm popping got me dodging coffins. Obviously not stopping till apocalypse dropping. Shit, are you smelling the dank? Nah, my brother, that's the smell of the jack. Fact, your crew is slack. They ain't packing no gats. They really need to reconsider what they had in the pad. Yeah, I got your girl wondering what I got in the pants. There ain't no moving the facts, bro. I just do it like that. With the lines being fucking sick, line them up, snuff them quick. Rhymes from the gutter pit. From a line, hope you can't cough a grip. Your wetty crew claim you bring the passion in, but I ain't having it. I'm travelling just like a javelin. The bag has got me rambling. I'm nabbing it like Madeline. Rest of rambling from these lines that they've been scavenging. They start abandoning shit cause they ain't handling the list. Slippy little bit. Yeah, oh god.
Hey. Yo, all I want is peace. My blood's boiling, Satan's on my shoulder. Go and grab the nine and squeeze. Ocean breeze, dreams of blue seas and tropical islands. I'm stuck in a city with the blue lights and sirens. Silhouettes of capitalist giants invading horizons. Destination Zion, resurrect my soul like Osiris. Spark up a spliff, chilling on the valley of the rifts. Mountain tops and lakes, I'm trapped in a reptilian state where the dragon awaits, so you best obey. Working all day for minimum wage, I got no time to play. Pray for better days, rocking crowds on stage or on the blue mountains, smoking a Jamaican haze. Demons cause tragedy, welcome to my world. These are my dreams and realities. In this new world, order composed of plastic and steel. Man-made fantasies with aspirations to kill. Paint the canvas with the blood that spills. Eradicating craftsmen with skills, building utopia like the king of Israel with the queen of Ethiopia. That's Solomon and Sheba. Meditate with weed, smoke like the god Shiva. Break the barriers to escape this habitat. Living in a place similar to Rally Tatch, where the devil surrounds us and every day the rounds bust. Preserving the bloodline of the elites, kings and queens, living in a palace. I'm bicultural like smoking chalice in a chalice. Fascinated by the thoughts of pyramids on the planet, untouchable land. Milana, politicians barter, but don't deliver the goods. Kids killing kids in the hoods.
Settle down, little darling. I was trying to see you dancing, beg your pardon. I'm not even into starting, but if your man walks in, then I'm doing things so far from fucking darting. I'm a fucking Martian. I'm the type to run up in your crib with a suitcase full of old guitars in. Sell them to your dad and stay up in my profit margin. Got them for a bargain. Hendrix kind of jargon. Rap test looking like my shoe collection. All ticks, all ticks. Support this, I am brighter than the solstice. Small ships tipping on my wave, you were all pissed. Three numbers came up in my head and they were all six. Message to the kids now, tell them they can't ever fuck up. Then a politician skids out, piss clown amateur. You can't come for this town, doubting me's like being shot when Kylie gets her tits out. Never see this brother run another undercover, fell in love with my bubba. Now on gump, I need another fucking bumper this year. Relax or joke play, roll black, white or gay, the track will hold weight. Fuck Theresa May, roll blunts like dope play. In charge like role play, stay clean like Colgate. Refresh the note page, relax or talk haze. Back to joke days when rap was no phase. Now cats control plays like yats with no taste. Stack for your sake, don't trap or old weight. If you're sat in low days, don't chat to your mates. You don't have to roll fate like slaps in your frame.
Very nice, thank you so much. George Bucks there.
DVG. MCs, if you want to get involved, hiphop@foobarradio.com with the subject saying open mic. All you got to do is send us a link to one of your videos or one of your tunes. If you're a beat maker, hiphop@foobarradio.com with the subject saying open mic beat. All you got to do is attach 4 1-minute snippets separately to the email and we'll get back to all you bitches and bitches. Bitch, yeah. We don't discriminate.
Thank you for coming through, all you guys. Thank you for Dave Atkins on the beat. Thank you to Sky Zoo as well. Listen back to the show if you missed our interview earlier speaking to Sky in New York. And thank you to you for locking into this show. Me and Mice will be back next Monday, 4 p.m., of course, with all that hip-hop goodness. But right now, thank you so much, guys. That was a thank really you. Nice
shout out, quickly shout
session.
Out how we can get hold of you. At
we're going to have to tweet
TV,
it.
YouTube. Big George Bucks on everything, yeah.
Jack Jukes, SSC, or shine the bat symbol in the sky. I'll be there.
So. Yeah, trust me.
Settle down, settle down. I know it's been a while since you heard the James Brown. Let me give you what you want. Turn it up to 10, let the system funk. We insist you jump and act silly. Relax your mind, leave the business to Billy. If you feel chilly, we can warm it up. But I can't divulge the formula. I got $1 million code, $1 million password. Can't twist my arms, mum's got the last word. Don't feel perturbed, it's just the way it goes. Before you feel the wilds, you must feel the woes. The ups and the downs, the highs and the lows. The peaks and the troughs, the friends and the foes. Come in abundance, with no edits. The freaker of the funk, but I don't get the credit now. Doesn't last long round here. P's and Q's doesn't mean you persevere. Life is a circle full of wear and tear. Excitement, extra rare, tear, tear. No consolation there.